Hello, you're listening to a special edition of People, Pets, and Vets. For obvious reasons to come, we had to pre-record episode 28, so this special edition is actually podcast episodes 28 and 32. So here comes People, Pets, and Vets. Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hey, guys.
Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an insight and a behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode 28 is being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates. Once again, we are broadcasting from beautiful Lawrenceville, Georgia. So, Angel, catch us up on maybe kind of what's been going on today at the clinic. A lot of people don't know what's happening, but they will know in the future. So,
That's pretty ominous. Yeah. The future is definitely going to happen. So today we've had a film crew in the hospital kind of filming both you and myself and some of the good that we do in the community with the Care Fund. We have also been fortunate enough to include some of our staff, like Anna, who's an RVT, and Rhonda, who is my little sister.
But we couldn't get Natalie. We can't get Natalie on the podcast. We cannot get her on camera. She was hiding like a meeker mouse
today. She was super nervous.
Yeah.
Although, I will tell you, I think Indianapolis next week is, we're going to get her.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, yeah. So we will, the next episode, which we may be a little bit out of sequence because we're kind of pre-recording this one, but our next episode will be from Indianapolis at the AHA Connexity meeting that you, myself, Anna,
Natalie,
and Brittany will be,
attendance.
Will be attending. Yeah. So we're super excited about that. But anyway, back to you. So you were nominated for the American Humane Veterinary Nurse Award,
which we've talked about on this podcast a time or two.
And we found out several weeks ago that you actually won.
We did.
And so we've not been able to share that. And we can't share it today because the event has not been held. but it is October the...
So the event is going to be held October 5th in Hollywood. And it actually will air on the Hallmark Channel October 23rd at 8, 7 Central.
Yeah, so cool. So I know you're looking forward to going out there. I'm going to do my best to join you in the audience, or at your table, rather, show a little bit of support, and super excited to go out there. But yeah, more to come on that awesome award. You do a great job. We never comment about you on the podcast because we're always talking about other people, but you do an awesome job, and I really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Okay, Angel, so now let's move into episode 32. So, obviously, 32 comes after 28. We had to kind of sneak 28 in there.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if people picked up on some of the comments, I think, leading into episode 28. And at the very end, kind of the telling off with Matt, the guy that was here with the film crew, kind of running everything. What did he call himself? Production manager?
I believe, yeah, that day he was the production manager.
So that was kind of him in the end saying, I don't know, that's a wrap or whatever he said. So that episode, that was like late that afternoon, and we were like bragging about our podcast. And, hey, you want to come see our podcast equipment? Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. And so they literally just kind of live taped us doing a podcast event. We just totally went off the cuff and decided to talk about the award. So it was pretty cool.
So I think you're missing a bit of a key point here, right? So episode 28, which is obviously what they heard just a few minutes before, we somewhat alluded but didn't necessarily say. But I am the 2019 recipient of the Veterinary Nurse.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Okay. So, well, you're talking about Matt and...
Well, I'm talking about that of the previous episode. So I was going to lead up to, obviously, congratulations.
Is it that obvious?
It's obvious on winning the American Humane Veterinary Nurse of the Year Award.
Thanks.
So that was October 5th.
The event was, yeah, Saturday the 5th. Last weekend.
The event was Beverly Hilton, Beverly Hills, California.
Mm-hmm. What an experience it was.
Quite the experience, I'm sure. And so you and Lance went out early, had to kind of hang tight, be low key. I actually was out at another meeting in California, flew to be at the event. Your sister flew in to be at the event. It was really cool.
Yeah, so I want to thank everybody who voted, right? We've talked about the American Humane contest on this podcast many a times. Back in, I guess, May is when we first originally found out I was nominated, and then voting was from May to August. And then I guess late August they basically told me like, "Hey, you won, but you're not allowed to tell people."
Right.
And that was super tragic because I just wanted to tell everybody because I had been begging for votes for so long and pushing it out
Begging is
on,
a bit of an overstatement, but
I mean, but really, like pushing it out on social media, somewhat inundating people's threads and that kind of thing. And so I even on my last day, I was like, "Hey, as soon as I find out, you guys will know." And then I wasn't allowed to say anything until October 6th, essentially.
Well, we told key, not key members, I guess everybody in the practice kind of knew, and we asked them to keep it quiet. And I'm sure you told friends and family. I told
Yeah,
family.
American Humane was nice, and they said you can small you know you can tell a small circle, but yeah, we had a tech meeting that same day, so it kind of came out during the tech meeting, and then of course when the film crew came to the practice, everybody kind of figured it out, because obviously they were here filming for some reason.
So they were here the whole day. I'm going to go back to that, and then we'll come back to you and the award.
Sure.
There were people that we told, and they when the film crew showed up, they're like, "What in the world are they doing here?" So that was kind of weird. Like, oh, you heard, but you weren't listening. But yeah, I mean, they were here the whole day. Took a lot of pictures, a lot of video, did a lot of interviewing.
Yeah. So there was a photographer,
You're
like a
right.
still photographer. There was a sound equipment guy who kind of carried around like a box of mixing stuff
Right.
and kind of mic'd us in. And then there was the
Matt.
Matt,
Yeah.
the as you call him, the
Pro
production
yeah.
guy.
Well, I remember because he said, because he brought snacks in and threw and put them, didn't throw them, put them on the conference table upstairs. And I'm like, "What in the world are you doing? You don't need to bring food for us." And he's like, "No, I'm the production manager. I'm supposed to feed the crew."
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Oh, there's your
That's
title
funny.
there."
Yeah.
So
You can tell they're from California, right?
Yes, you definitely can. So anyway, I mean, we took a lot of video of what was going on. They took a lot of pictures and video. You have a tribute video that was shown at the event that we will have access to. So I'm sure we will be able to kind of share that in some form or fashion publicly. And we commented on it. It was so interesting what they picked out. So out of probably 8 hours of taping, the tribute video was what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes
I
most?
think it was probably about 2.5 minutes, to be honest. But then they also brought in like the Zoetis doctor, so maybe that kind of extended it just a little bit.
But it was cool. It really told your story, in my opinion. I'm not sure how they kind of picked it out, but they interviewed you. You got a little bit
Of
emotional, a little
course.
bit passionate about what you're doing. They interviewed me. They probably picked out, if I think back, what I've thought they probably would have. But then the most interesting thing is they took a picture of the guy with the camera taking a picture of our staff for our personal use.
Yeah.
And then they used your sister Rhonda in the end. That was like the last little clip of the day. Hey, let's go ahead and do this. And so
Yeah.
anyway, it was a very cool experience.
Yeah, it did really tie up the story for sure.
And so I think we're going to be sharing some of that behind the scenes taping and video, and maybe
Right.
that will show people a little bit more of our personality in the practice.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to push some of that out, on video and through our website and other means. So anyway, back to the event.
Whew, the event.
What
So
did you think about Southern California overall?
overall it was nice, right? So
First
I
time you've been there, right?
yes and no. So I went there for a number of hours, literally, once before, but I didn't go to the beaches or anything like that. So essentially I will count this as my first time, yeah.
Okay.
So it was a decent experience. It was interesting, right? So the event took place in the Beverly Hilton, like you said, and so that's in Beverly Hills, California, a very wealthy, affluent part of town. And so you saw lots of things you wouldn't see in other areas. I can't even count the number of super expensive cars we saw, the Aston Martins, the Rolls-Royce, the Bentleys, the Lamborghinis, the Paganis, the
What's a
McLarens.
Pagani?
some Italian car, I don't even know.
Okay.
They were just everywhere. The shops on Rodeo Drive, you have to make an appointment to shop in them. I just thought it was a very interesting part of town. The hotel was very nice. Unfortunately, that's the hotel that Whitney Houston died in. So rest in peace, Whitney.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that.
How did you figure that out?
So you kind of just like Google the hotel, right? Because it's the Beverly Hilton, and I wanted to see like what award ceremonies took place there. Which is the Golden, Golden Globes take place there every year. And then like kind of reading through some other stuff, Whitney Houston died in that hotel.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. So creepy. I don't know what room, but I'm
certain. Hopefully not the room that I stayed in.
I'm pretty certain it wasn't the one I was in either. With a double bed. I don't think she float that way. But
wow. Bad pun.
Anyways, so the hotel was interesting, right? It was very quiet and low key. They obviously didn't let you know that celebrities were
there.
But you knew that there were some, right? Because they were there for the event. I don't know. Very cool little part of town.
Just different, yeah.
Yeah. So the night before the event, so on the event was on Saturday. So on Friday, American Humane actually had like a little private cocktail party and brought some VIP people and that kind of thing. And they actually had a little private concert. So All for One, which is like an R&B, I guess, group from back in the day in like the mid-90s.
R&B boy band type.
I guess you can call them a boy band. They were four dudes that kind of just sang like R&B music.
Big dancers. They were more.
I would equate them to kind of like Casey and JoJo or like Boys to Men, but they were definitely in the 90s. So they sang, you know, their top hits. They sang three songs and then got them back out there for an encore for one more. So that was a lot of fun.
You took a picture with them.
I did. Yeah. So they were super nice. Like I said, there was probably maybe only 100 people at that cocktail event. And so when they got off stage, they were like walking through with everybody else and, just asked them like, hey, can we snap a quick picture? And so actually one of the guys took the picture of the five of us standing there. It was very cool. Super nice dudes.
One got left out though.
No, there are four of them, and there's one of me. That makes five.
You said one of the guys took one of
One of the members of the group.
Yeah.
Because there are four guys.
Yeah.
Actually took the picture
of us.
It was a selfie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. I'm like, okay, it doesn't make sense. So,
oh, yeah, what, no, they didn't get left out.
Just for my personal knowledge, what is one or two of their top songs? I'll see if I know it.
They sing I Swear.
Oh, I know that one.
She's Got Skills.
Don't know that one.
I don't remember the other two, but there's another one that's like super popular.
Okay, cool.
Or was super popular. And then the event itself was weird, but very cool.
Why so weird?
So just, you see these things on TV as a normal layperson like myself, and then to be in them and to somewhat see the behind the scenes and how things happen, it was just interesting.
Yeah. Educational, right?
Yeah.
Entertaining.
Yeah. Entertaining, all of it, right? Kind of had like an out-of-body experience in the sense that you're there, but like you're seeing it from a different angle. I don't know. It's so weird. But yeah, so like at 5 o'clock we started walking the red carpet, and it was a literal red carpet, with a backdrop just like you would see in any other movie. And they have you stop every 5 seconds and, you know, or every five steps, I guess, essentially, and turn this way, turn
take
that
pictures,
way.
Yeah.
We'll take pictures. It's more flashes than you could probably ever imagine. And then as you kind of exit the red carpet, there are people lined up to interview you. I was totally caught off guard by the interviews. I didn't expect it.
Lance mentioned that, and he's like, I told her, or, you know, commented, what did you expect? Of course they're going to interview you.
Yeah, but I mean... I see that on like the red carpet with celebrities and movie premieres and stuff, but I really just didn't expect that they would interview
little old you.
Us, yeah, like the people part of the show. But it was a very cool experience. By like my fourth interview, I finally got the hang of it, and thankfully that's the one I see floating around on social media.
Okay, so I was under the impression maybe only one interview, but a lot of pictures, but there were multiple media.
Yeah, different outlets
there.
Yeah, so. The one that's posted is on red carpet interviews. Like, that's the name of the
So you the can find outlet. That like on
You can find it actually Google. On our Facebook. All of our Facebooks with the practice.
So that's posted.
Mm-hmm. And then Daily Mail is like a UK mail outlet source. They posted some stuff mostly on the celebrities. I didn't really see anything about the other people there, but yeah, so there were multiple people kind of interviewing, and like I said, on the first interview, I was tripped up. I did not expect him to ask me questions about how I felt about being there or any of that. And then the further on down the line I got, you know, they started asking the same question, so I started to obviously develop an answer for it. And then they started to ask me like questions I can answer, like, what's it like being a veterinary technician? Is it difficult to get into tech school? Is it similar to being a veterinarian? Like, those things I think I can answer. And so, like I said, thankfully, the only one I've seen floating around on social media is the one I think I did better at than the others.
No, you did good. I thought you did an awesome job. The lady interviewing you, when she started going down the road, is it difficult? I know it's difficult to get into veterinary school. I'm thinking, she's not a veterinarian. This is going to be really bad. But she put her little twist on it. You know, is it the same to get into to veterinary technician school? So you did an awesome job. Definitely better than I would have done. I would have been, you know, starstruck and So I'm sure that was difficult. I think I asked you either yesterday or today if like it was super exciting. It was super cool. Something that I'd never experienced, but I think kind of a little bit relieved maybe to be done with it and back home.
Oh yeah. The weight is lifted. You know, the stress of holding it in and not being able to tell people about it is over. The worry and the stress about what do you wear? How do you fix your hair? What do you say when you're accepting your award? All of that stress is gone as well. Which we didn't even really get to the whole like award acceptance thing yet, but and hopefully we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, I'm super happy it's over. I think it was a literal once in a lifetime experience. Very thankful for Silver Comet Animal Welfare Alliance who nominated me. Very thankful.
Cahill, right?
Mm-hmm. Very thankful that I was able to go out there and that my family was able to join, that you were able to join. I think it was a very cool event. But I wouldn't want to live like that forever. You know what I mean? Like, I would not want to do that.
Yeah, but if that's your job, and you get used to it, and you're yourself, I'm sure, and it's somewhat easy. But yeah, for the rest of us, a little bit stressful and high anxiety.
Yeah, I guess. To your point, I guess if it's your job, then you totally know how to handle yourself, and that was just totally not what I do and who I am. So it was very awkward.
But even like the taping and the recording here in the clinic, the interviews, I mean, we were all so stressed out before, and they did a really good job of putting you at ease and, you know, just act natural. And they kind of, that's actually what they use, the real, you know, emotional, natural, I guess,
footage
is a good way to put it. But same thing, like I've not been on the news or TV much, but I've been on a couple of news stories. I completely stressed out before and during the event, but in the end, it's not too bad. So back to the event. So very cool. I think they probably broadcast the event labeled as a recorded live event, which it was. So obviously it wasn't a live.
I don't know. Is that really what you would consider?
It's recorded live. Yeah.
It's recorded live, but yet they play it delayed. Takes.
Yeah. And
they had to take multiple takes.
So that was super interesting. Like, they would do a segment. They being the host and hostess would come out and introduce a subject or whatever, would watch the video. They would win. The recipient would come up, give an acceptance speech, get their award, walk off stage. And then the guy would come.
The production crew.
It would be applause, applause, applause. And we're clapping. And then we'd clap out. And then I'm thinking they're going to a commercial. And then they may come back and say, okay, everybody, we're starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Applause, applause, applause. So we're clapping into it. And then a couple of times they repeated the same take that we had just done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there was one lady, I forget who, that came out and she totally flubbed it up. And like 30 seconds into it, she's just like, cut. All right, we're going to start over. Sorry, guys. So so that was cool to see, though. But I do think that's probably why they don't do these completely live taped and broadcast.
So they do, though, for some of the award shows, like the actual award shows.
Probably like the Oscars they do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the Oscars specifically, but I do know that they do record some of them
so,
live.
Anyway, that was very cool. What else?
So, yeah. So, going through the red carpet and kind of like following that, then we sat down. We had a cocktail hour and then we sat down and we had a plated dinner. I was told earlier in the day that I was going to go first, which was a little intimidating at first. But after the show was over, I was way thankful that I went first versus last. It was just way easier just to get out there and do
it. Because, you know, as the saying goes, if you ain't first, you're last.
But so we sat down, had our, dinner. By the time I put one bite of food in my mouth, they came and tapped me on the shoulder and asked me to go back to the green room, which again, sounds very cool, but it was very weird because you go back there and there's like a band, they're eating pizza and hot wings, and there's, Wendy McLendon Covey, who's the mom of the Goldbergs, who's trying to get her dress taped together. There's Shannon Doherty back there. He's like, when am I going on? And then there's Danielle Fishel and her husband, like, hey, when do we go on? And you're just in this room, and I don't know, it was very, very interesting. And you've got two makeup artists back there, and they're fixing hair and makeup for the celebrities.
Is that what you would have thought it would have been like? Or, I mean,
yeah, I guess.
I mean, I wasn't there. You're describing it, but it's kind of what I would think.
So they were all just kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to call them self-centered, but it wasn't like, hey, Shannon, I'm Danielle. Like, they're both actresses, but they didn't know each other. And same thing with like Wendy McLendon Covey. She's the mom from the Goldbergs. That's the only thing I know about her. And so it's not like they were talking to each other. It was like, can somebody find me tape? Right. And it was like, I don't know. It was just interesting.
Yeah, we may have to cut this part out of the podcast, but maybe not. We'll see.
Why?
Because we're very similar, right? So we record it live, but it's not broadcast live.
Right.
So anyway, I can see that though. I mean, it's not a big fraternity. They're not in it for the friendships or to meet other celebrities.
It was making sure that like their part was coming and that they were going to do what they needed to do. And it was kind of all about them for themselves. You know what I mean? Like they weren't like, I don't know. It wasn't a bad experience by any means. It was very interesting. And there was a little teleprompter and a microphone back there. And they would all kind of walk up to it and kind of run through their speech. And the production assistant asked Shannon Doherty, and she was like, no, I don't need to practice.
Yeah, she did good. She's done this enough.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to cut you off, but Danielle introduced you.
She did. So let me go back for just a second in the green room. The production guy came over to me and he was like, hey, Angel, do you feel like you need to practice? And I was like, I think so. But it was super nerve-wracking, right? Because I'm literally in this room with at least three celebrities. Beth Stern was back there as well. And the guy, I don't even know his name. The host guy was back there. They were getting mic'd up because the show was about to start at 8:00. And I was like, sure, I will talk out loud in front of all these people
who I don't know and are celebrities.
Yeah, so it was a little nerve-wracking, but I did it. I was able to change a couple of the words around and make it, you know, flow a little bit better when you say it out loud, which worked out really great. And then the show started at 8:00. And so Beth Stern and the other male co-host kind of walk out there. They introduce the first category. Danielle Fishel walks out. She is from Boy Meets World. She was Topanga.
Topanga.
Yeah. She's now the mother Topanga on Girl Meets World. She was super nice. We actually took a picture together in the green room. Her and her husband. Her husband's a writer for some shows. Then I walk out on stage and I literally could see the people, but I don't know. I was so focused on reading the teleprompter. I don't know. It was very interesting. But then when I went back into the green room, like Shannon Doherty was there, Danielle Fishel was there. And again, the Wendy Covey was there and they were all just like, wow, you did so good. Like,
oh, so they were supportive of
you. They were super supportive of me. And so I thought that was really cool. And then I went back to my seat and watched the rest of the show with you guys.
James Denton and Beth Stern.
Yeah.
They did a really good job, but yeah, it was super cool just, again, being there, watching them. We were
down in the lower pit.
Yeah, lower pit, maybe three tables back from the stage and super close to everybody. Yeah. All right, so.
It was a lot of fun to wrap it up.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, so we don't need to go through the rest. So people need to tune in.
Yes.
To watch you, and you're going to be coming up first.
It's going to be airing on Hallmark Channel, which I found out not a lot of people have Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, it may not be everywhere, but surely you can stream it somehow through the internet.
I do think you can. I talked to one of the guys from American Humane, and I do believe that you can stream it. Don't hold me to that 100%, but I do believe you can. If you're local, come join us. We're actually going to have a fundraiser at Dave & Buster's in Lawrenceville. And tickets are $25. We have an event out on Eventbrite. You can kind of go through our Facebooks, find the event, and then actually kind of hook the tickets up that way.
Yeah, so we're doing a watch party.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. There'll be food. Obviously, we will have a cash bar for people who want to partake. Non-alcoholic beverages are included.
Cool.
And then we'll have raffle prizes. So okay. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll kind of make an event out of the event.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I told you out there, I was super proud of you, and I'm definitely proud of you for all the work that you do for us and with us. You did a great job. I know you were really nervous about the whole event, but you pulled it off and did really, really well. Thanks. So, yeah.
Thanks a lot. I did forget to mention that the watch party is Monday, October 21st. Yeah. The doors at Dave & Buster's open at 6:45 for us, but the event actually airs at 8, 7 Central.
Okay, so we'll be there at least an hour before and just mingle. Mm-hmm. It will come on. We'll watch it. We'll comment. People can just hopefully enjoy the event, and yeah, we'll have some good conversation.
Buy lots of raffle tickets.
Yeah, cool. All right, anything else along those lines before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. We will definitely be pushing out more things on social media as they come to us, right? So, more video footage as it comes, the tribute video as it comes, all right, that stuff will get out there. I want to share this experience with everybody. I have told this to Dr. Miller. We've talked about it many a times. I didn't do any of this by myself. So, it is very weird for me, I guess, to accept the award by myself for things that I didn't do alone. And so I really appreciate all the support from the people in the clinic that I'm getting and from you, because I didn't operate on any of those dogs. You did the operations. It was just the funding and honestly saying, yes, they can come here.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. And, everybody involved in all of our clinics deserve some recognition for the work that we all do.
Yeah.
So, okay. Don't get all emotional on me. Don't get emotional. So let's wrap it up. You can get emotional on Monday night. I'm sure you will. But I'm going to reiterate, it's everybody you work with. It's the rescue groups that are kind of on the ground level, boots on the ground, finding these animals, being their advocate, seeking out help, trying to get help for them. And yes, it takes everyone in the clinic, from the receptionist taking a phone call to, you being a primary contact for some of these people, you working with the animals, your support staff and coworkers working with the animals, the doctors. Yeah, I'm not going to say it takes a village, because I hate that phrase for several reasons, but it takes a lot of people's effort and teamwork. So go team, for sure. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to me kind of ramble about my experience. Make sure to check in next week as we discuss more in the news and in our industry. Follow us on Instagram at People, Pets, and Vets. Make sure to follow all of our clinics on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then check out our blogs on our website at mygavet.com. And you can actually listen to our podcast online if you go under resources. And remember, without people, pets are simply animals.
Bye, guys. Till next time.